Now, though, 5 days after surviving an assassination attempt, Donald Trump has delivered a lengthy address to the Republican National Convention in Wisconsin. In a speech that lasted an hour and a half, he spoke about last weekend's shooting before returning to a familiar theme. America is in deep, deep trouble, and he's the man to save it. Meanwhile, the chorus of voices predicting that President Joe Biden will abandon his re-election campaign has grown louder. Polling has suggested that he's trailing in three crucial states, Wisconsin, Michigan and Pennsylvania. A failure to secure those states would make it very difficult for him to become president. Bob Schmuel, Emeritus Professor of American Studies and Journalism at Notre Dame University, joins us now on the line. Bob, it's good to speak to you again. How would you characterize Donald Trump's convention speech?
In many respects, it was a whiplash speech. And by that I mean for the first 20 minutes or so, he recounted the assassination attempt. It was moving. It was subdued. He talked a good deal about God being the guiding hand that kept him alive. And he sort of moved into the, we need unity, we need all of America, not just half of America. But that faded rather quickly. And he moved into the more comfortable for him, the more familiar for him, territory of his pet peeves about the stolen election, which I counted, he mentioned three different times, that America is going to hell in a handbasket more than three times, and basically that he is there to repair all of the damage that has been caused by the Biden administration.
It's a crazy world where someone can come within an inch of being killed, and yet a few days later the incident is widely seen as a publicity boost, but it seems that's where we're at.
It is where we're at, and what is interesting is it could have allowed him to pivot in such a way that he could have broadened his base of support. What do I mean by that? If it was really a meaningful sort of way of saying, you know, I have seen the light, I have been saved, and now I want to join hands with even my opponents in this particular election, and do the things that will make America great again, but we need to be together. Okay, that could have been the speech. Donald Trump really doesn't have that in him. He is the fighter. He is the person who, after being hit with the bullet, gets up and says, fight, fight, fight. So that all of the talk right after the assassination attempt that he was throwing a humdinger of a speech away to talk about the unification of America, that particular activity did not occur in Milwaukee last evening.
Let's talk about his opponent. Is there a sense that over the past 24 hours or so, the crisis engulfing Joe Biden's campaign, that has intensified?
Intensified greatly. We now have another Senator, John Tester of Montana, who is in trouble, shall we say, in his reelection, has called for the president to step down. I think the count is up to about 20 in the House of Representatives. I said on this week, I guess two Sundays ago now, that I saw it as a battle of survival on both sides. By that I meant Joe Biden was trying to survive his candidacy, but those who were in Congress, in the Senate and the House of Representatives, they were battling for their survival. And really, in recent days, what we have seen is the polls have shown that Biden is weakening. Just as importantly, his fundraising is starting to dry up. And the shouts, or the, how shall we say this, the rumored shouts of people in high places, including Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama, saying, hey, there really is no path forward for the Biden presidency.